Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Evolution of Consciousness. I am David Coker, and I am here interviewing the legendary Vince Kelvin, the founder of the event and a pioneer in the pickup and seduction community. And we're going to do a discussion of what you guys can expect from the event and also talk among other relative things that are happening in the now that you guys can correspond with the event and going forward. Vince, how's your day going?
We are passing the phone. My day is going absolutely phenomenal. I'm preparing. For me, entering a new decade is a big deal, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do this, David, as well as the ritual of what we do before we begin any new year. So I like to prepare early. I start usually September, October, and I don't even like to measure like that. It's like ongoing. I think all of us, we were sold that idea of an arrival point, that eventually one day we get the girl and we're good, or we work on our business and then we are set. The famous actor Ray Liotta, after winning an Oscar, said, he got an Oscar for Goodfellas. He said, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're an Oscar winner and so on. Life is a never-ending hustle. So too often, guys, they think that they're going to get the quick fix or that eventually they're going to learn this thing called game and then they're set. What happens? They enter a relationship and in record time, hopefully for them, because if that happens after 5 years, that's a long time. You know, once a relationship is over, it's over. They come back and they think they have to get back in game. I think they never really entered it. So there's no point of arrival. There's also no point of departure, because if we wait for that point of, okay, I'm going to begin next year, I'm going to begin next month, with the holidays, I'm starting next year, or, well, I'm working on my business right now, I'll start that other thing next year. We know how it goes. It's a never-ending dance, and the time is now. So I've been preparing for the event. It's a tradition, and it's ongoing, and I'm challenging myself more than ever before to be able to take those who will attend and beyond that, you know, because it's an elite event, meaning we only take 30 guys, and we're already about halfway through being fully registered, booked. But it's really about the devotion, the dedication on a daily basis, because it doesn't matter what we did yesterday. What matters is what are we doing right now, and what's coming tomorrow is dependent on what we do right now.
Really great answer, Vince.
We had a conversation outside, and I wanted to bring that into this call because I thought it was very enlightening for where we're going to be going in the next decade of consciousness, but also the next decade of seduction as well. And I'm focusing more in my acting career personally, and I've been going more in that direction. And so the last year or so, it's been a struggle for me to put the pieces together and how to connect the dots with, what's going to happen if people find out that, you know, I'm connected to this type of stuff. And I think a lot of that has to do with the Me Too movement. And I'll voice it and say it very strongly that I do think that there are good intentions with that. And I do feel like that there is, it's made more of an imbalance with the men, because they feel like that, you know, they have to walk on eggshells, they have to, you know, watch what they say, which I understand, you know, you want to be respectful and polite and calibrated, I guess you could say. But I feel like we're entering in this new age where, you know, men are stepping it up, and authentic men are going to really take the reins of rebuilding society in a constructive manner. So what are your thoughts, Vince, in terms of, you know, the last 2 years and how that's relative to how your clients approach you today with their work? What are some new things that have come up in relation to that?
That's a very good question. For me, the last 2 years have been very different since the event of the show on CNN, The Seduction Game. And many people watch CNN. Many of them, you know, business people, couples, people in the corporate world, elders, and so on. So it made me realize that, well, first and foremost, it's easy to, if we're not comfortable with the idea ourselves, to think that the rest of the world is thinking that. But what I realized is that I've had a world record of even little ladies come to me and go, it's wonderful what you're doing with those men, what you men are doing, and so on. And what I clearly explained to Lisa Ling on CNN from This Is Life, and I really love the reporting that she does, because it's very intelligent reporting, is that we are the solution. Of course, the EC2 movement, and who am I to say that? There's always one thing that's never going to change in the new decade, is that the media, a certain aspect of the media, they're always going to grab what's controversial, what could generate a lot of hate and a lot of fear. Because those two states, hate and fear, they're guaranteed viewers. Okay? So we got to know also that if we live in that frequency of the world, we probably are quite concerned by it. But there's much happening outside of it. So I think there's the media element of it. There's the element also of the behavior of certain men that is absolutely disgusting. Yet we are the antithesis of that, because men that don't know they have a choice are the ones that are going to be pushy, that are going to be needy. And at the core, see, I told Lisa Ling, I say, we are the solution to that challenge. People have it backwards. What you got to fear is the man that doesn't know he has more option, the man that has no game, because that man may even pretend to be a friend when he's not. On the other hand, what we're doing and what we got to continue to do is to let go of all scarcity, because I think that if anybody listening to this is concerned, yeah, you know, I don't want to get in trouble, here's how you would get in trouble. You sell yourself short, and you no longer following an organic flow in which there's somebody for everything and there's someone for everything. Okay? Because there's also many women who would say, no, I love it when a guy flirts with me. Oh, why? If a guy is just standing in front of me, he doesn't touch me? No. Okay? But if we sell ourselves short, so it's a matter of real self-assurance. And self-assurance is how we relate to ourselves and how we treat ourselves and what we do. So we are the solution. And then, of course, there's also the element of, which I think is what needs to change in the next decade. There's not a woman out there that's not pissed at a man or a couple of men. If you have friends, you know, I remember I had, I was friend with a couple, both her and him, and I had met them almost at the same time after they broke up. On her side, that asshole, that imbecile, on his side, that bitch, that whore, okay? Now, so I offended everybody, both men and women, in one shot. But we need to know that we got to stop the blame game. And I think the wiring is a little different. I think we could, according to the story, it was Eve that bit the apple. But I think right now, it's men who bit the apple. Here's why. I have this very unique theory about the masculine and the feminine, which is not so unique, because I started to study, after all those years, the word of Carl Jung. And to my surprise, in ways where he states it in a way that's much more academical than the way I present it, but I'm tapping into the same thing that Carl Jung tapped into. Within all of us, there's the masculine and the feminine. Okay? Right now, men are becoming the bitch of the feminine within, the lower feminine, while women are becoming prisoners of the lower masculine within. I'll come back in a second to that model. But for now, here I think, what is the change? Be the change you want to see in the world. It sounds a little cliche, but it's true. Okay? So ask not what women can do for you, ask what you can do for you, and ask not what men can do for you, women, ask what you can do for you. So we're going to go through another decade of a back and forth of movements that are pro-men and movements that are pro-women, or we can finally graduate from that, finally grow up, and know that the dynamic must be corrected within. And I suggest us men, we take the higher lead by knowing that here's the model. The lower feminine is a debate that does not end. A questioning, a distress that does not end. If you're a woman, you may be a little bit in denial, but guys, I know you have been in bed at night and the woman is, I don't know what I should do about this baby, you're going to be okay. No, I don't know. And it never ends. That's the lower feminine. Women must come out of their lower feminine. The higher feminine is a guy will go, well, let me fix something. Well, I don't know what I can do. One option. And suddenly comes the feminine. Hey, maybe you can do a little bit of this. And how about we add a little bit of that? And now we come to life and it's spacious. The lower masculine is when a man ties and gets rigid. But women also have that. The higher masculine is a radiance, a splendor. It's the sun. So I have all those different templates to start to play with that and to kind of re-educate ourselves at a personal level. So the challenge is if a man is stuck in his lower feminine, and this is beyond gender, this is just, we should probably rename those two polarities because it confuses us, it irritates people, and so on. This is beyond sexual preferences, this is beyond gender, and this is beyond mannerism, okay? This is a dynamic. So one dynamic is a debate that doesn't end because it's never grounded or resolved. Most men that are a threat to women are men who are caught in that constant debate. And what they need, it makes them rigid. So basically they're stuck in the lower feminine and the lower masculine, and there's a back and forth. What they need to do is to elevate into the higher feminine and start to find more possibility. The possibility could be, well, there's plenty out there. I don't have to insist with that woman that is not open to what I'm doing right now. So there, the higher feminine comes to the rescue. The higher masculine is, I'm a radiance. I'm not going to be like, yeah, I see, the challenge is men want women that they're not sure that they can have. And that debate must end into a resolution. And that's the same for women too. Oftentimes, they are seeking to grow into their own feminine. From the lower feminine, they're in debate, and then they access the wrong aspect of the masculine. So I think that it's a personal decision. We are the solution, and the blame game must end. It's never going to be unanimity, you know. One, there's always going to be people who are facing devastating situations. There's always going to be people who are fearing devastating situation, and there's always going to be people who are milking devastating situations. So
that's awesome. It's really a really great answer. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that are new that are going to be listening to this, and I think that's an answer that they probably didn't even expect. There's a lot of presuppositions when people, you know, see or hear, know about the pickup arts, just given from, you know, what's been in the last decade and decades before. And there's a lot of you know, men out there that, you know, are in the forums, you know, and they're always, you know, nitpicking. You know, I know that there are other groups out there. I know there's, you know, there's still Made a Friend Be With You, there's still Brotherhood of the Wolf, and those forums for the most part, they're very healthy, very constructive in terms of discussion. But it just seems like that there's always going to be those, you know, those bottom feeders. You know, a lot of people like to give this terminology called like an incel, like people that are just, you know, stuck at home, living in their mom's basement, and they're just kind of like, you know, looking at all of the sorrows and imperfections of women. So for any men out there that you think that are listening that have, you know, been very, like, in the game, like, you know how when people ask, oh, well, how long have you been doing pickup for? How long have you been in the game for? And they say, oh, like 6 or 7 years, but they're still stuck. What are some words that you have for them? And what are some things that you would like to see in the future with men that are totally foreign to this, coming in to this?
Well, I envision, and this is part of my mission, I'm not responsible for it, but I think it would be pretty awesome. I call it the legacy of the Godfather, because my Godfather, he passed away, but was a man, you know, don't hold this against me and don't think, oh, now it makes sense. It was his Godfather that trained him early on. But we all have fantasized that early on there would be that authority male figure that would really, like, be good with women and teach us. And I had the privilege of that, and then he passed away. So I fantasize to be able to pass it on in one shot, to create an awakening, because I think there's been a major deviation. First, we need to, everybody's free if it turns them on, but we need to graduate from, like, hey, you want to go game? Oh, all right, yeah. How long you been in the game? Hey, man, what, you know, there's that girl, like, hey, can you open that girl for me? That's not the solution. That's the problem. We need to graduate from that, okay? And then there's been a lot of misconceptions. Now, me, I really care about those well-intended, and I want to help them to make a little bit of triage to know what is what and what is not. I like to find a core solution. And it's easy to mistake in a core solution with a quick fix. We're all kind of conditioned to go for the quick fix. We want it now, quick fix. Okay, you need ride, Uber, Lyft. You need food? Oh, you call. They'll bring it to you, okay? And that's great, but we can't treat deeper matters of life in that manner. Every day I receive emails from guys. They send me a long text, a long email, a long message. There's that girl. What could I say? Well, there's that guitar. What could I play? You need to learn how to play. It's a journey of discovery. You got to do it for you. So we got to let go of all those misconceptions. Misconception number one, I'll share three, okay? There's been an overinvestment. We don't buy into that anymore. I would just tell a guy, brother, you've been underestimating yourself. You're so much more than that. That misconception of, well, I have anxiety, I have social anxiety. That's a lie. Brother, don't lie to yourself. Here's what it is. First, recognize the deeper truth. You have not really dedicated much time with the proper information and an open mind to resolve this. So it's easy to stay in the story. And I'm also, you know, sometimes I feel like I need to apologize that we didn't point that out stronger from the get-go. For the new guys, I want us to go through that conversation in half an hour, maybe. So to me, the deeper solution is not the quick fix of knowing what to say and so on. Would know that you're not suffering from approach anxiety, social anxiety, or any of that. It's not the one line or the one text that will finally get you laid. It's not that you can't or you plateau or that women have a challenge with you or any of that. It's that you bought into all those misconceptions, and for me, all of that is simply the byproduct that you're not taking enough action, so it causes an internal agitation, and you got to relearn to live by your code, and it's already there. It's not something that you don't have. It's already there. So we need to expedite that process, and it goes even way, 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 way further than that. There's a lot of little misconceptions. But I think that we need to recognize and realize that all those are misconceptions. There's a higher and deeper solution that already exists, and you need to rekindle with your power to listen to yourself and rekindle your own ability to act on your desire. That's the lower feminine right here. See the guy that goes, yeah, I want to, but, you don't really want to. Because if you really want to, there's no but. And you have forgotten. That's called being feminized. So you can't be on the fence anymore. You decide and you take action on those decisions. We also can be comfort junkies. We got to know that you got to learn how to coexist. It's uncomfortable. I don't feel like doing it, but I do it. And that is the rebirth of core masculinity. And core masculinity is not like a deep voice. It's not like, hey, what's up, brother? Okay? Core masculinity is something that happens within. You got to end the debates. You got to ease your body. You can't be rigid. And it goes further. It goes also into the fact that we got to re-understand the proper dynamic of seduction. And maybe that could be the next question.
I think those answers are exactly what people need to listen to right now, because everybody's focusing on a fear perspective of what's being projected from the media. And I do think that that has trickled down to, you know, people like us, people who, you know, study and take the initiative to improve themselves, so they're a little shaken by it because it's so large and wide. But, you know, it all comes down to, like what you said, you know, yourself, putting it on to yourself and, you know, not making those things bigger than who you are. But aside from that, as far as where the venue is going to be for this convention, what are the dates, where it's going to be, and what can we expect?
Well, you know, I recommend to click on the link that comes with the podcast, because no change will ever happen unless it comes from a true core decision. So if anyone is really dedicated to enter the new decade in a completely new way, it's okay to be curious. So let your curiosity have you click on the link and read more about it, because that's the proper dynamic. The proper dynamic is, part of the problem is we think we're deciding, but we're still debating. And God will help those who help themselves. And I'm not bringing God into the picture, because God is already in the picture. But you got to know, okay? With a convention like this, the effort that we put in, we got to keep it to a certain dynamic of people will be the kind that said, you know what, that lineup, I want to go. So I don't want to talk too much about it, but I want to talk more about the true dynamic of seduction, which is where the pollution begins. Now, if we really study the work of Casanova, the challenge is that women have that beauty that appeals to us. They don't process it at all the same way. Sometimes for them, beauty is a liability. You know, beauty might be, okay, oh, I got that pimple today. My hair, I don't like it. Oh, that girl, she looks better than me. So women don't process it the way we process it as men. And we need to retrain ourselves, because we think that seduction is to try to get the girl. That is the opposite. Seduction is to come from that place. See, that's where the dynamic of men and women got off. Because we have made ourselves, men, dependent on women's approval. And that dependence had many design games to go around it, when in fact, core attraction, the dynamic, women can do wonderful things, you know, and they should self-actualize even more to see how far can a woman take it. The problem is that they've been chased in a day and age where they also have found more freedom. And that chase has become a nuisance to them. So the proper model is, Casanova, you are self-sufficient. You don't need a babysitter. A woman will be a plus. So you got to go back to knowing that you are the selector, and you can't anymore select women that you don't know. It's unhealthy for you and for them. The guy that goes, there's that girl at work. We'll talk to her and find out what it's all about. Or sometimes she smiles at me. Well, first, how desperate it is to think, oh, that's my only option. So we need to know that the proper true dynamic of seduction is, I got everything already because I got me. Now, that's a serious assignment. That's the teaching of Aphrodite right there. Okay, that's an ongoing assignment. That's the core. You want to heal that thing for you as a man at the core and for the world, start with, I got me. Because if you doubt you, then how far can it go? So you got you. And if you got you, you're everything to you every minute of your life. You went through everything. So now you're your greatest asset. And you can't have a liability around that asset. You're the greatest fortress. So now you can't act desperately. You can't hope that a woman that you don't know is going to like you. So true seduction is a pending, appealing option. So you got to keep it to, I got me. I know how amazing it could be. I'm not so desperate that I'm trying to turn a square into a triangle. If you're not ready, it's your choice. I'm not going to judge you for it. You know, for a long time, guys thought that if you have game, you can take an orange and make it a grapefruit and make it an orange. You can take a Hyundai and make it a Ferrari. So they would be like, well, how would you seduce that girl? I would not seduce that girl because she does not appear to me as somebody who has what is required on my side for that to happen. Or you got blown out of set. How do you know? How do you know that it's not her who's totally missing out? But she made a very bad decision. I look forward for the day men are going to go no longer. Oh, you get blown out of set, they're going to be like, wow, that girl is missing out, brother. I don't know. What's her deal? Ah, we're opening doors. But I don't want to take too much time. So we need to know, one, you got your everything to you. You got to end that desperation that's disguised as game. It's not game. It's not seduction. It's not pickup. So then from that place, you trust that because you're you and you're everything to you, you are going to refine all of that to the best of your ability, but you are not going to act desperate and depend on any specific woman. So now, if ever a woman is not texting back, you got to deal with your own scarcity at first. You can play with text game a little bit, but you got to know, hey, there's plenty out there. And the more solid we become in that, then the more we are again projecting the proper dynamic, because now we're a source of gravitation. And that's the role of the true masculine. So I'm ready to do some major rewiring. Can't explain it all in just one brief phone call. Those who hope that this phone call will resolve the matter for them, you got to go the distance, brother. You have been sold by society the idea of a quick fix. If you want to save time and have food brought to your place, that's wonderful. If you want to really save time and click on the next porn site that you can find, you're not really saving time. If you want to take full charge of all aspects of your life, because it's the whole package, okay? It's not about just those guys who have pretty good game but very little spirituality. They're not in very good health condition because they're not taking care of themselves. They are not entrepreneurs. They're missing out. The guy that wants to do one and then the next one, you're going to juggle your whole life, because if you really succeed in business, that's barely the beginning. If you really find good women, that's barely the beginning. So do it all in one shot. Go the distance. That's a statement of dedication and trust. See, because one way in which I finish with this men stay into that debate, that lower feminine, is they want something, but they're not sure they're going to get it, so they don't really act on it full force. And that back and forth, you can drag that to one more decade. Well, you're doing okay already, because it doesn't take much to do okay. But if you want more, then, you know, the greatest gift you could give to yourself. And if you are the type that you think, oh, nice sales pitch, Vince Gelbin, you're completely off, because this is the psychology. I don't care about the sales pitch. I care about selling you on you and the proper protocol, because you've been selling yourself short. You're as capable as anybody else. We nurture men too, you know. The new way is like, brother, you got it all within you already. We're here to serve as a reminder, to really be big brothers, to no longer be like, wait, the problem is you do this. No, you're not listening. Come on, go. Go talk to her. Go. That's ridiculous, okay? It's counterproductive. So, hear this. If you want to give yourself a gift, you decide and you don't depend. I promise you, this event will be absolutely beyond anything you've ever experienced, an acceleration and elevation like never before. But whether it's with this or something else, you decide without turning back. The Vikings, they burned the ship, because that is the core healing needed. Otherwise, you're going to stay on the fence. And if you hope to make progress, but you're not sure that you can, and you're not sure, and me, my policy is always this. Wherever I show up, I make it work and I make it count. So I would never depend on, well, what exactly are we going to study at the event? I'm showing up at this event. No matter what's happening over there, I know one thing is going to happen. I'm going to come out victorious and a whole new incarnation of myself. Thank you, David. I pass it back in conclusion. So click on the link, and I could say I hope you found great value here. I know the value, and I hope you had the presence of mind to find something that resonates for you.
Being able to do this with you, Vince, and thank you for having me do this. As far as the event goes, I will be there, and I'm looking forward to really taking all of that stuff in. And if you're listening, I hope to see you there, and we'll see you on the next one.